Thanks, Randy, for doing that tonight. And for Bob getting in there from Owosso, good evening tonight. Well, like everybody else, a lot of the short times, I guess, are in and outs or watching the maybe the football game tonight, Indiana and Miami for the college championships on tonight. So I have that going on down the basement in the background here. And sorry if it might be noisy. I also have a heater going on in the basement because I generally don't heat my basement. So it gets a little chilly down here when I'm on the radio. So throw a little portable heater on to keep me warm while I'm down here. But very, very cold day today, windy, nasty. Not looking any better for the rest of the week. Matter of fact, the outlook Saturday is start of winter field day and a high of 6 for field day. For us to get the antennas outside, I'm glad we are inside a building, but the first couple of hours are going to be mighty cold to get the antennas up. So we'd appreciate any help to come out and help us get those up so we can get up and out of the weather a little quicker. We'll dress for what we need to dress. Hopefully we do not get the winds with it like we had today. That was just brutal out there. For anybody, anything that had to be outside was not the place to be today. For me, weekend, stayed home most of the time, was in the basement doing projects. Did do a little shopping, grocery shopping on Sunday, out and back as quick as we could get, and been staying around the house. Like I said, just kind of too nasty to be outside. With that, I'll turn it back over to you. One other thing, coming up Thursday, the next Aries training out at the airport. Let me break. 7 o'clock out at Harry Brown Airport for the next Aries training. We're going to be going over go kits. What's in your go kit? Well, it's been several years since we've gone over this topic, and I imagine a few people have changed radios, upgraded equipment. I know Rick's got a couple of new radios and a few other people, so I'm interested in what people have in their go kits now and what they're putting in, and we'll discuss, you know, the basic needs, what we should have in one, and what other people have to as other ideas to add to yours. So the idea is to, bring your go kit, your HT go kit, bring that one only, and or bring a list of what you normally have in your go kit if you don't want to bring your go kit in, and we'll go over that on Thursday. Afterwards, we'll be discussing any last-minute plans for winter field day. We're planning on having 5 stations at least out there, 1 CW, 2 sideband, 2 digital. I'm not sure if they're all going to be on the air at that at the same time. We'll find out Saturday. What's going on to what class we're going to be, but we will have at least 5 different operators out there at that time. So back to you, Randy. Thanks for doing that, KCHYVF.